Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
To the Trophies and Metal podcast, it's your boy Batman with the Ebb Tide crew. We got Tony Love, Jimmy Robichaux, Raheem Goodell, and Ty King in the building. What's good, fellas?
Hey, vacation for me, niggas. So y'all suffer this week. I'm chilling.
Vacation?
Yes, niggas. I'm chilling.
Shit, I got fired from one of my jobs, so technically I'm on vacation too.
But the question is how that stripper pole holding up?
So far, so good.
Okay. Wow.
Has it been put to use?
Not just yet.
That is definitely a question for Tony Love to ask. Big bro, go ahead and ask the question.
I said, I'm gonna keep it.
Check
the episode. Nah, look, like I told him the other day, I'm gonna stop praying for you, bro. I pray for your strength. I pray that you gain strength. I pray that you find happiness. But God is just taking it too far.
Hey, a nigga like Soulja Slim. Every time I lose one, I bounce back with two.
You know, that's the longest curtain ride I ever seen in my life. God damn it.
But yeah, this should be an entertaining episode.
I want to say thank you, Tony Love. Thank you, man. I appreciate the prayers, man. Appreciate it.
Not right here. Curtain ride the wrong way.
We'll be getting into the Drake and Kendrick foolery, but we'll be starting off with the NBA playoffs first round.
Nobody care about the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks.
He's a hater, but he throws up the LJ when he hoops. Anyway.
Fuck the New York Knicks.
What we did.
Y'all winning.
It's your team.
What you mean it's our team?
It's the players on your team.
Fuck what they doing? Man. What they did?
Oh, you don't know where they came from.
Villanova?
And you don't know what they did when they was at Villanova.
Who they beat?
I
forgot. That was years ago, motherfucker. I was partying.
But we have to come back and get a whole new redeem team to come back and win the championship we should have won last year when fucking Villanova come out of nowhere.
Hey, man.
You're going to get all three of them bastards.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
I'm saying, y'all should, look, take Zion, fat ass, so you can complete your fucking Duke roster you were trying to get in the first place.
Well, RJ Barrett's gone, so that's not a thing no more.
Exactly. You got rid of all the Duke players. He said, go get him back.
Go get him back so we can get rid of Zion.
Lord. I wouldn't mind him back. I mean, he did that with Tim Hardaway Jr. Mind him back. But anyway. But I wasn't even trying to start Knicks first, but let's start there. Knicks beat the 76ers in six games. Joel Embiid dragging his leg.
Childbearing
hips, as we has deemed them. Starts off the game well, and then about the third or fourth quarter, he fall off.
Now that's the one who Twitch would say walk up to and say he was a bitch.
Yes, agree.
You messing with ushers.
Yeah.
Shooting ball, you shoot practicing shots from out of bounds. Really? Come on.
And the whole, you know, after they lost that game two, would not worry, we would have won the series and all that good stuff, crying on the microphone over there sounding like Carl Thomas. But I hate to see it for Maxi because Maxi was balling.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, we know it's Maxi's team, though, now. That's the thing.
This clearly.
This is officially Maxi's team. So that's the only good thing that came out of that series is that now you know what your future looking like.
Yes. Tobias Harris, good cardio.
Tell you like Willie Beeman. It's going to be a whole lot of changes come contract time.
Great cardio. What was the thing I posted? $248 million and no All-Star appearance?
And that's the matchup I was worried about because we was hiding Jalen Brunson on him and he really didn't make himself a factor. At all.
Not at all.
So, I don't know what was up with that. You know, maybe he want to get out of there or what. But
that's all I can think it is. That's all I can think it is. The hell? But yeah, I think that's what it is also. I just think he wants out.
Yeah, which is fair, you know.
He's never fit the whole entire time he's been there.
No, not at all. He should have stayed with the Clippers. But, I mean, that's back then. But, I mean, he was on the verge of being an All-Star then. Or whatever, but
you went with the money. You went for the money, which could pay knocking for that, but it definitely wasn't a good fit for him, though.
Yeah, but sometimes that shit happens. Tough titty. He'll be right. I think this next contract, he'll fall to a good team. I think he'll be more selective about where he goes.
Tobias. No, somebody was gonna give him another chance. Trust me, just believe, man. That's what the NBA does. Trust me, he's gonna get another shot.
I don't know if he got a bit of selections though, bro.
Hey, for somebody to come off the bench, I think he can go. Like the Bucks could have definitely used him. He played for the Bucks before. He didn't play for a whole lot of people. Now that you think about it, but you know, the Bucks could have used him. The Magic could have used him. You know, what I'm saying the Cavs could use him. Like, there's plenty of teams that he can be a good backup or a substitute for somebody.
A role play.
Yeah, so it's like he's never, even coming out of college, he never was the man. So, like, that's not what he's out there to be. He's out there to be complimentary, but you also can't be 0 for 2.
Yeah, making
a pay cut, though.
Oh, he got it. He's going to take a pay cut. Yeah. He stole enough money already, so he good. He healthy. He fine.
Yeah, you can't justify, like, strong
money. He can't strong on nobody. Like, you know, he playing, you know, he know he overachieved financially. So I don't think he take the league minimum. I think he'll be just fine. Honestly, he has as much money. Just and he rested. And he's rested. So ain't even
It won't be league minimum, but it will be a bargain deal.
Well, depending on where he's trying to go, though.
Yeah, so.
It will be league minimum.
I think league minimum was $9 million. This past year, so.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, exactly. Still ain't like.
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, when you're making $30 an hour, and then you go down to $15 an hour, that's a nice.
That's a nice reality check.
Yeah, that's a nice hit right now, bro. You're not trying to take that hit.
Oh, we gotta save now.
Yes, somebody Bentley gotta go back.
Yeah, but. Other thing in that series, clearly Jalen Brunson's best player in the series.
Definitely.
I can consistently. Agree. Some help from the referees in game two, but outside of that, I think Philly just realized that
Black Eye, like
said, it's Max's team. The other series that was a surprise, but not a surprise, the Pacers beating the Bucks. In six games, no Giannis the whole series. They missed Dame for two games.
What the fuck does he want?
Who, Dame or
Giannis? Dame. I know what Giannis wants. He just wants his brothers on the team.
Well, right. I don't think Dame wanted to go to Milwaukee, but just Milwaukee was the only option that he had that was at least considered as a contender.
And that must be what it is, because I'm trying to figure out, because he won it out of Portland.
Yeah.
Got out of Portland. You got to a contender. I don't understand, like, what did you think was going to happen in Milwaukee? Like, that's the thing in Milwaukee.
The team, Because the team is heavily dependent on Giannis on both sides of the court. So, if, like you said, it's not a situation to where, and I know you don't plan for injuries, but you should plan for injuries, right? Like, hey, what if, you know what I'm saying? If Middleton goes down and you got Giannis and Dame, I think you're fine. If Lopez go down, I think that's a little shaky. But if you lose Giannis, you basically Portland all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think Giannis needs another big man to, you know, help extend his career, like with David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Yeah, and
so, somebody gonna give him that relief.
And them converting Brook Lopez to a shooting guard doesn't really help. Which, I mean, it extended Brook Lopez's career the way they changed his game. But like you said, I think Portis is semi that guy that can help, but they need somebody else. Portis is, you know, he played well.
That's a wild card. Every game.
Yeah, that's not something that you can depend on for a whole season.
Right, there ain't no consistency. Yeah, that's not going to be no consistency. He's going to have his game. He's going to have his moments, you know, every five games or so. Then he decided to have one of them breakout games. Then he disappears for a minute. Then he comes back. I mean, though, you. Like, I was disappointed they allowed that nigga to talk. I'm like, what's y'all fucking problem?
Yeah, he was doing interviews and shit. Yeah.
I was like, no, but nigga, don't let him talk.
Now. You see it now. First Booger McFarlane, and now you see
it. Yeah, boy. It's out here bad, boy. I'm like, man, why they got this nigga talking? That shit was rough.
So yeah, that was so Pacers. You know, they just out there running and gunning. Ran the Bucks up out of there, but that once Dame went down, I knew that was over with. You can't have the two top players go out.
So then does that make Indiana a legitimate shot, or is it a thing of just Milwaukee just wasn't at their full strength?
Milwaukee was not at their full strength. But even that full strength, now that you say that, the Pacers are like, including the playoffs, like 7-1 against the Bucks this year.
Right. They had their number all year.
Yeah, so I think just them being such a fast and athletic team that outside of Giannis, they had nobody that can do that.
But with this Pacers and Knicks matchup, it's a lot of storylines here. You know, Obi Toppin going back to New York.
Yep.
Pascal against, OG?
OG, former Raptors.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just the history of the Knicks. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Doing his best Larry Bird impression.
That should be an entertaining series, like you said, with the history and just, you know, going to the next round and Knicks fans being extra.
Come on, man. We need Spike to get in this. Mm-hmm. We need some more action from Spike.
He'll be there.
Yeah, but he ain't being Spike.
Hey, he nervous. He's been chilling, man. He know he this ain't no clear cut, man. He playing this safe, yo. He still know this could go left at any given second. And that nigga don't want none of that smoke right now, man. He know this could go left.
Walt Frazier is not walking out that locker room.
Yeah, that man chill one time too much, nigga. You know the downfall gonna happen. You know it feel like he'd a curse anyway when he talks too much. So you need to be quiet.
Yeah. The only next competitive series was the Magic and the Cavaliers that nobody
would watch. Well, we could watch it. It was on NBA TV.
One of the games was like at 5:00.
I think it came on HBO Max.
Yeah, you can watch on HBO Max. Yeah. If it's on TNT.
I didn't watch it, but I thought it was available.
you can watch the next one. Yeah. So TNT games you can watch on HBO Max. Game 7, I was hoping the Magic would win, you know, the young team trying to get over the hump, but Donovan Mitchell just
Donovan Mitchell being Donovan Mitchell, and I just more inexperienced, and it's just the experience kicked in.
It was a good, you know, that's a good first, you know, he went first from outing. number number one pick to be, you know, being the worst team in the league to being in the playoffs in year two for Paolo.
Yeah.
Year two for Paolo, right? Paolo, yeah. So
Paolo, yeah. And then too, the way he balled out in game 7-2, they're in good hands.
Yeah. And they got money this summer to sign.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I already saying that they're talking about some trade going there, nigga. So that'd be highly disrespectful.
Trey Paul George Ooh. Has also heard.
I got the perfect
Young, yeah.
for the match.
Who?
Zion Williams.
That's the answer to everything.
Yes. Everybody needs Zion right now. Just we'll trade him for a beignet and a sack of crawfish.
I don't know, man. Sad to say, man. I want B.I. gone first, man.
That's the problem. I think B.I. is playing back because he's playing out of position because he has to make up for what you're not getting out of Zion. Because then that moves CJ to the point, and it makes B.I. almost like a solid two when he's really supposed to be like a stretch three or like a wing. That's what his position really is, but now he's got to play a two guard and he's got to like try to create his own shot as opposed to getting a point guard that get him the ball where he can actually make these shots.
True, but that's the other thing we laid last night. There's a point guard, and I'm sorry that I used the man Murphy.
Okay, we didn't even talk about the Pelicans, didn't even play off the bullet.
Hey, man, need a point guard. It is what it is, and I mean, Murphy is kind of more of the future than B.I. anyway, so it's kind of like they're the same position. So, like, I'd rather have Murphy going forward because he's a little younger.
And more athletic,
yeah, and he knows, yeah, he just and play defense a lot better, too. So
that's the problem with them. They got number wings, though, because even Dyson Daniels, who else they got behind that?
Marshall,
they got the wings on that team. That's what I said. They have a point guard.
They gotta go.
What are we talking about them? They ain't even the playoff move.
Well, now we gotta speak on them. We gotta speak on them a little bit.
You brought up Zion, man. You did it.
No, but yeah. I want to, but I got to.
Yeah, so.
You over there sounding like Cartman cussing.
He's been out of basketball for so many years until the Pelicans showed up. Because I can't do this. I got too much shit I'm dealing with the Saints. I can't fuck with a whole other sport too. Shit.
Yeah. As far as the other series, the next competitive was the Mavs and Clippers.
That wasn't competitive. That is typical bitch ass. The Clippers as is.
I said the next competitive because once we get to these other ones, it's gonna be even worse. But the one thing I did like about the Mavs and Clippers series, and I don't know how closely y'all watched it. Kyrie was out there determined to lock up James Harden. He was out there trying to prove a point.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga, he wasn't trying to switch. He wasn't trying to do none of that. He said, I got his ass. Like, that's what I like to see.
I owe him. I owe him.
Mm-hmm. And it was a couple times he was coming out on a fast break. He was like, oh, I'm about to hit y'all with some shit y'all ain't never seen before.
Oh, shit.
And I enjoyed
it. For game two.
And I was happy about every second of that, watching that shit, a fat bastard getting shut down by Kyrie of all people.
Ain't nobody ever said Kyrie was a great defender.
Ever.
It was
and
two
he was out there. Huh?
There was two playoff series that I was interested in that people got their comeuppance. Between this one and Phoenix.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're going to get to that one next. But yeah, Kyrie was out there with the mindset of
I ain't
played by these cats.
And I hope too they got their mind right about keep the goddamn ball out of Luka's hands. Cause since he wants to be a black hole once he gets it,
yeah.
And he kills the rhythm of the well, at least Kyrie is all over the place and putting people in positions and either he's gonna take the shot or he will at least make the right pass compared to Luka just wanna sit on it until the last 5 seconds, then won't make a play.
Well, you can't blame him for that because at one point in time, he was it in Dallas, especially before
Kyrie. Kyrie's been there for 2 years now. Well, Kyrie's been there for 2 years.
First year, he was still doing flat earth, COVID shit, and all this other stuff he got going on right now. So,
yeah like Luka out there looking like he's tired, and I think he need Kyrie
to
feel it. Like, and that's when he realizes that Yeah, it's great to get all these stats playing by yourself, insane, but that shit is draining. But when you got somebody that can actually run with you, like, let them take they have their shine for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
They got another Euro player that's finding that out real quick, too. When they're running your fat ass up and down that court all day.
And with Denver, we talk about this now. Even though they ran through the Lakers as expected, Minnesota right now is they ain't gonna just let him walk the ball up the court like everybody else does. Like, right now, we're gonna pressure him, make his ass work. And that's what I don't understand is like how you let 6'11, 280 pounds casually bring the ball up the court.
And I think it's more of a regular season thing. Like in a regular season, you don't really, I ain't gonna say you don't play hard, but it's
kind of. Yeah, but you're pacing yourself. It's like a pacing game, yourself.
But playoffs? Playoffs? We exploiting every weakness now because we got to play you at least for the next four games.
Yep.
Right.
What y'all think about Phoenix expeditious exit?
Not shocking. Good. I mean, once again, another team, no point guard. You got all.
No surprise there.
Yeah, that was no surprise.
Yeah.
So nothing to complain. Ain't nothing really to speak on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, just passing of the guards too. Anthony Edwards letting you know it's a new day. It's a new sheriff in town.
Well, no,
Michael Jordan, illegitimate child. Let's make this happen.
You traded your point guard away. What did you think was going to happen?
Right, and didn't backfill the point guard position. Like, that's something that you do in video games. Like, Madden 2K is like, hey, I'm going to trade you my quarterback. Well, either I'm going to get a high draft pick and get a so I can draft another one, or you're going to give me somebody that can fill in until I figure that out. Like, they made no plans of getting a point guard, period.
Yeah, like, you know, you could trade away Randy Moss and then draft this 6'8 wide receiver.
Something. Madden.
Yeah,
like that's what makes sense.
But when I used to be busting their ass in the dorm rooms with that,
you got rid of the point guard, but you fired Frank Vogel because he was the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, that was the same thing I felt about Darvin Ham. Like, he ain't the problem.
But we knew that was coming with Darvin Ham anyway, though. Like, that was a bad hire from the beginning. Frank Vogel, that was bad from the beginning. Frank Vogel thing, that was dumb on Phoenix to even let that man go that quickly. On some shit like this.
For both of them. Ring.
Yeah, he got a ring. But Fred was it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But still, he's still better. He's still a good coach where, like, I'm like, come on now, y'all. None of y'all niggas, first of all, none of you niggas was healthy all year.
Yep.
And then, me and no point guard. And y'all had no chemistry.
Well,
y'all put that on the coach.
And there are so many point guards that are like, sitting on people's benches.
That's
like,
what I'm wondering. Where the fuck are all the point guards?
Yeah, they got a bunch of point guards sitting on benches. You couldn't tell me that you couldn't trade like 4 second round picks or something and find you a point guard? Like, come on, man. There's too many people available out there. Like, you couldn't try to steal Jose Alvarado. You couldn't go get TJ McConnell. What's some other backups? I don't know.
I don't think they could have got Alvarado.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been a stretch.
At that point, you damn sure ain't got no point guard. So you giving something up for Alvarado. You ain't got no ball handlers left.
You know what I'm saying? They got what? We got Ty Jones in New York.
Ty Jones somewhere.
Ty Jones. Seth Curry. Seth Curry. Come on, man. Like, there's so many guards out there available in the league now because they didn't weed it out all the big men. Like, you could have tried something. You didn't want to. You just thought
they got some coming in this draft, though. They got a few.
But it's more like
this gonna be the point guard year here.
Yeah, but this is more like two of the owners just wanted to make the team look like viable, so you make sure they get their stadium vibe and all that stuff, and just season ticket holders. And just, you know, I just think this was a money grab scheme why he made this move. He ain't showing no effort to try to win.
But you don't have to. Not in Phoenix. You've never won one before. You don't even know what that feels like. So how can you miss it? You don't been to the finals. How many times and never won one? Matter of fact, you are the team that's been to the finals the most and never won one in the NBA. So what are you like? clearly the fans not mad because they still pouring in. They still think every year is our year.
Yeah, right.
Truthfully, everything in Phoenix is all fucked up now because the Cardinals ain't doing too much better either. But
exactly,
that's another story too.
Yeah. The other, the only other series I think we're missing is what? Oh, the Celtics and Heat.
Yeah.
Is Jimmy Butler out of there?
Probably.
Oh hell yeah! Oh yeah, for sure. Pat Riley just said something. Yeah, the Pat said what he said. Oh yeah, he's gone. So that's a given. So you can might as well go on and get prepared for that.
Damn.
But you know, Pat didn't say nothing all year, and then this is like, as soon as like Jimmy was talking about something, yeah, I'd be the one. Hey, be on the court then. Yeah, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, it sounds like he got too much dip on the ship with his recent success, but. Yeah, because that shit's a nigga like 33, 34? Like, he up there.
Yeah, he's getting up there now. But it's like, yeah. Jimmy wears all his welcome everywhere he goes, too, though. So, you know.
This is true.
I ain't going to take that shot. I'm going to catch myself.
He definitely welcome at a nameless reporter's house.
He'll be 35 this year. He'll be 35 this year.
Get that interview.
Yeah, he always get that interview at any time. Any word to Janet Jackson. So yeah, that one was never, once Jimmy was out, it was never a chance for them.
I doubt if it would have been one if he was there.
And it's also not a chance. I also don't see a chance with Celtics and Cavs either, because Mitchell, no matter what pick you call for and try to get a switch, ain't no matchup gonna be easy playing against them damn Celtics defensive wise. So whether it's Derek White,
it's all about Porzingis. It's all about Porzingis and how healthy he gonna be.
Yeah. So if you know, it'll be easier if Porzingis is out for the Cavs, but I don't think I think they might win one game and that's it.
Okay. Are we gonna talk about the team that was supposed to be, that's being sent to Galveston? We gonna talk about that series?
With the Pelicans, OKC?
Yeah.
No.
I mean that first game, that was their opportunity to get some life. And they missed it.
And I wonder why. I wonder what happened. Why did we miss it?
Hey man, some guy with two initials. He missed every shot, man. CJ is, I don't know, man. He didn't have his moments in the playoffs.
It's time for CJ to go deal with his wines, his vineyards and stuff, and go and call it a day. He's had a good run. He had a good NBA career.
But again, he is playing out of position. So it's like, how much blame can you give him? Yes.
Everybody except Valanciunas is playing out of position. Zion ain't there.
I agree with that. If you bring CJ off the bench, that is a whole different scenario. Like, now that you said that, like, I already, so it'll be what? Jose, Herb Jones, Brandon Ingram, Zion, and Valanciunas.
Yeah, but CJ off the bench. Oh, other thing too. What about coaching?
Coaching is cool. I don't think it's a problem with the coaching.
The thing is, I can
general
understand.
Manager? Yes. Coaching? No.
With Willie, like, who are you going to bring in if you let Willie go? That's the thing.
Right.
Bring Vogel now.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Hey, man, I just threw something out there. I want him gone. Sorry. I want Willie gone, too, man. Hey, I want really gone. I want B.I. gone, and I want Zion gone. It's just, but we got to keep one of the two out of Zion and B.I., and I'd rather just keep Fat Bastard.
Damn, son, you on that now?
Yeah, I'm at them. That's where I'm at right now, because you're going to get more, actually, for B.I. than you are going to get for Zion.
Oh, okay. You're talking about a business decision.
Yeah, it's a business decision. Yeah, okay. I'm thinking from the logical way. Like, yeah, this is why, that's why she been a goddamn GM. I'm saying for the point of, I'm going to get whoever I'm going to get the best value out of.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would agree with you if they needed a lot. They don't really need
No, exactly. Right. We don't. And but that's the thing. I don't for first of all, I don't see it happening. No move's not gonna happen this year unless you're going for people that's already established. But you probably won't make the move for next year, because since so many cats is coming out in 25.
Yeah, that draft class.
That draft class is much better, where you will get a lot more better talent. So if you want to try to run this one more time, but you got to change the lineup for sure.
They're going to draft that point guard from Duke. And they're going to work with him and try to make it work with that. Probably get a veteran somewhere. Because
your boy, who like, was it, Trajan? Who's the GM? Is it Trajan Lang? Is it the GM? Yeah, he's going to go Duke. Yeah, so he's going to probably try to make that an option.
But the problem is, I don't know if he's a true point guard, because truthfully, he's a two. But
that's the thing. Wait, we already got enough of those.
He's a point guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get rid of your boy Daniels, too. Got to go. The Aussie. Get him out of here.
No, bro. I'm still cool with him, though. Because
it's overpopulation of the position. Yeah. It's not that he's bad. It's just that somebody got to go.
Yeah. That was the same thing that happened with Jackson. It was too many people in front of him. Well, not too many people, but it was just people in front of him to where he couldn't develop sitting on the bench.
So, right, that's why I say because you got to give him a B.I. If you want to keep Valanciunas, one of them cats got to go. If you want to keep both of them, then Valanciunas got to go.
And that's that was the problem with Jackson again, because you couldn't let Valanciunas go because he was
the better player on the court.
Right. But also, Valanciunas getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
He got that Cam Jordan thing going on over there.
And he's slow. And he just ain't moving as quickly up and down that court with them. So, and I don't feel like sometimes it slows them up with the pace.
But you kind of take it back to the Lakers theory in the mid-90s, not the mid-90s, mid-80s, is that once Kareem get the rebound and outlet, if you can get down and score, then cool. You ain't got to worry about that. But then when you need to reset.
That only works with Joker, though, man. Like, all the rest of these guys is running up and down like it ain't nothing. That's still slowing up the pace. Like,
you only run a three-point line to three-point line anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So, both of you.
Yeah.
97 coming up.
Like this. Whatever it is, they got to make some moves at the end of the day. And we just see where they go. See, Minnesota over there, they sitting comfortably right now in life. Life is good for them. They got around here room for we not even hating on Rudy right now. And that's saying a fucking lot, right?
All right, welcome back. This is Monday night. We're recording here, and this is what we're here for. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and as Ty Keegan would say, everybody else.
Against Drake. Beefing
against Drake. Excuse me. I know we brought this up in the past, and we were talking about this is not real beef. This is when J. Cole was involved. We were like, this is not real beef. This is competitive nature, hip hop and shit. Kendrick and Drake is real beef.
I don't think so.
No.
Not to our beef.
2024 beef. I got
Yes.
We that's the problem with some people. You see, we got to break this
not down. Yellow Boy pulling out a shotgun on Birdman. No,
okay,
no, not
that. Yeah,
we different generation, man. You got to remember, we're different times, man. We can't go.
And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to come back to that too. But this is real beef as far as like Drake and Kendrick just not liking each other's stilos, right? And I can appreciate them just being straightforward and saying that, because I know at one point it was like, is the music good? This and that and the other. If you can be in competitive, but if you just don't like a nigga, sometimes you just saying what you want to say is, good for me at least when it comes to beef. It's like, this is how I feel and this is how I'm articulated and that's what it is, right? And that's just how I personally feel. But I think a lot of times these delusional fans is what kind of like
makes this is what's whack. Killing me. Yeah, this is what's killing me the most, especially goddamn Kendrick fans. Dumb delusional ass niggas is driving me fucking crazy.
So let me ask y'all this. So based on what Drake said in the last one, if he really did feed him fake information, does that null and void a couple of Kendrick songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it did.
No, he doesn't.
With the whole daughter thing.
Yeah, just with the daughter thing alone. Just
the daughter thing and the whole, the shots he was taking, talking about, you got snitches in your camp and the niggas don't really like you like that. Like, well, if it's fake information, then that's an invalid diss because you got fed bullshit and you ate it.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Do you really care?
Nah,
I don't care. I don't care. I'm still two stepping to it.
Right, you know what I'm
saying? I don't care. But it is a part of the equation as far as like how you get, like, my thing is you shouldn't trust the other camp anyway so easily. Not at this point. Not if this shit is brand new. You shouldn't be trusting the other camp for information.
Here's the thing. That's to say that even the thing that Kendrick said was true in the sense that somebody told him, or he just decided, you know what, I'm gonna make this shit up because it sounds good.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put a beat on it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing I was thinking. If that's to say Drake tried to say it, use that angle, and it was not true that he really did get the information, right? Why Kendrick hasn't addressed that yet now? Because he dropped the other one in 30 minutes after he said some other shit. Why you didn't have something already back to speak on this part? But, I mean, you get it. I get it. Like you said, you don't say some shit anyway that we all know half of this stuff ain't even true. We know they just saying some shit to get under their skin. Even like this, that's why I know that I think Drake did feed him the information because of the fact he said, yeah, I did. One of my boys did rob me of an AP. Like, he did address that. I did have somebody in my team that screwed over me. So he gonna acknowledge that, but then you trying to say that all of this is the truth too? So, I don't know.
See, that's the thing I don't like this beef. It's too much fucking explaining.
Yes.
Why are you explaining why this is, why it looks like this? I don't give a shit.
Different era. Different generation, man.
Yeah.
Look, that's what I'm saying. I'm used to Ja Rule and 50 Cent fighting in the studio with the lights off. Like, I don't know what this beef is. You know what I mean?
This is legitimate rap beef, though. Speaking of rapping.
Murder Inc. got killed at that Source Awards. That's what killed Murder Inc., not the feds. When 50 Cent walked off that stage and walked in front of them niggas in the front, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
And look, Pimp C ain't made it no better because he on it. Man, I just seen the wildest fucking shit in my life. All them niggas talk about what they're gonna do to 50 Cent. He walked right for ain't now none of them niggas. Like, he ain't helped the situation.
Yeah. Hey, he put the nail in the coffin, man. He just put the nail in the coffin.
PMC brought it to light. Like, he walked in front of niggas. Ain't none of them niggas touching.
All right, just to kind of put things in comparison, right? So, like, say, for example, me and Jimmy didn't like each other, right?
We don't.
I'm just saying, just say me and Jimmy don't like each other, right? So, me and Jimmy don't like each other. Everybody knows that we don't like each other. And then, let's just say Ty King says, I'm going to tell Floyd some bullshit. Yep. Even though I'm cool with both of them, right? Jimmy, if I whip your ass, regardless of what was said, I'm just saying, if I whip your ass, regardless of what was said.
No, I got you.
Does that make me a loser?
Right. Depends. Because it's still other stuff that Kendrick is saying that's not related to information that he quote-unquote got from OVO. Right.
Depends.
Right. That's the other thing, too. Is like,
who you're asking to gauge what makes the winner and what doesn't.
Right. I think personally, it kind of comes down to, well, you're not going to put hands on each other. Who made a better music? And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm pretty much more sure that, you know, this is my thing. As Drake probably was like, hey, man, I'm just feeding a nigga information. I'm just going to put out whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kendrick was like, nigga, I hate your ass. I'm probably the best fucking son.
That's the energy he should have kept, though. When he was saying right there, I hate how you dress. I hate how you look. he had kept that kind of energy, this would have been better.
Nigga, but see, with Drake, they would have called him a hater. They just would have said he just hating on Drake.
But see, with Drake, though, is like for people, Drake is rapping like he always rap, right? Like he's making music, like the songs that he's making, he's pretty much the same shit. And he is very explanatory in his songs. So like you should expect that that's what he's gonna continue to do regardless of the situation. Kendrick is changing up as far as instead of being a storyteller per se all the time. Like he just coming out, like you said, just like fuck you, fuck your style, fuck your situation, your old lady, all that shit. So like for people to say like they not making good music, like this is the music that they always made for per se. But
yeah, they stick to the script of what they are.
Yeah. Nigga, if y'all niggas ever make a song like Meet the Grams for my ass, I'm whooping your ass. Fuck that.
Bet. Hey, coming out of retirement. Bet.
Hey, I've done similar things in the past.
nigga, Meet the Grams. I was like, yeah. I don't care how made up the story was, nigga. That song was fucking vicious, nigga.
Nigga, I'm going to get what them boys? Unfadable Records.
Yeah.
Nigga took a piano the beat.
Major P crew.
Nigga took a piano beat and fucking shit, nigga. The nigga from Coming to America drum intro, and it slaughtered that nigga for a good 6 minutes. You can't. Yeah, my thing is that, yeah, I mean, I think what's going to happen is there's nobody going to really be a clear winner. It's going to be based off of preference, right? But
yes.
Yeah, it's all preference.
But my thing is this, we all know in music, what matters the most? Can you play this shit 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now?
Yes.
Is it going?
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. Kendrick stuff, no.
Shit. Oh, but I bet you the fuck you would.
That OVO?
That OVO
shit,
yes.
No, that one, yeah. That one's going to make it. That's going to make it. Yeah, yeah. That one, but the rest of them.
Hey, because DJ Mustard, I mean, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to West Coast, boy, Mustard going to
get it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's a West Coast. I can't stand West Coast beats to a certain extent. So it's like, I know I'm biased on that part. So I'm that ain't going to never happen with me. But right. I mean, I give it. He did put a club song out. So that will get bumped at a club.
And that's what I like, too, is because they both are listening to social media and they're implementing it in the songs that they're coming back with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what's that dude name? Like, with the whole pedophile shit with Drake. And there was somebody on TikTok. And then there was another dude that the whole who kid shit with Dave Free shit. What's his name? Jody Too Good on TikTok. Like, he reviews, like, bars and shit. But, like, he called it out, like, a week and a half ago with the who kid line. Like, oh, is he saying that nigga? So either he had inside information or he was just a smart enough lyricist, like, oh, he trying to say this nigga kid ain't Kendrick's kid ain't his or whatever. So, like, that shit has been good for, like, the beef, too, the whole social media aspect. But you still got the bullshit with the ignorant people that just don't know hip-hop and don't know the artists that or the people that just super stands that's just going to take a side one way or another. I'm just sitting back enjoying this shit and laughing.
Right.
That's the only part that I am afraid of. Because do I think these two niggas are going to touch each other? No, they're way too rich. Nah. They're right. Way too rich to touch each other. But there's always the that camps. Fan or that homie that's trying to get down or whatever it is that now I'm going to take
that's
a shot.
Nonsense. Yeah,
I'm going to take a shot at Drake or whatever it is because he here and I'm repping for Kendrick. This is the West Coast, nigga.
Well, you know what? West Coast cats, I can see doing that more than I can see, of course, any Drake fan or nothing like that. But of course, that. But if you notice too, Drake sold all his fucking properties and shit in California over the last couple of years. Like, this nigga ain't want no more parts. Like, I feel like he saw this shit coming.
But yeah, he had to. Because
robbing and extorting rappers in California now. Like, for real,
real. And, right, exactly. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't need to be here with that shit.
Hell no. Nah. I wouldn't either. Shit. Calabasas or not.
Okay, so let's. I was having this conversation yesterday. Just hear me out. So, the only thing missing out of this whole situation is, you know what I'm saying, one of the bitches that, Drake fucked. That's well known out there.
Serena?
Or Rihanna? Or somebody else just say, that, hey, Kendrick, I'm going to hook you up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a small feature on a song with you.
Well, no. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be Yeah, it's definitely, you're going the right direction. It's going to be definitely a feature. It's the tag ends that you can beat. So yeah, whether it be Lil Wayne, Pusha T, Rick Ross, Birdman, whoever, like those, that's the tag end, not the broads. Like, you just looking for, you looking for porn video. That's what you looking for, filthy McNasty right. ass.
To me, my X-Men.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, my thing is the other person is literally fucking Chris Brown.
Yeah, what the fuck? See, this is what I mean. This is where it get, this is where I start to get out of control. Cause I'm just like, where the fuck Chris Brown come from? Like, why is he even in a rap beef? You're not even a rapper.
We what said it last time, Karrueche.
Karrueche, man.
That's his weak spot.
That's his weak spot, and that's what Quavo tried to holler at her. That's why he snapped.
See, I missed that point. I missed that point.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's why he snapped.
What the fuck does Chris Brown have to do with this, dude? Like, you see, now you your grandchild, the blood status is in question now. Cause
he's been having this hate for this nigga for a while. So now he just finally lost it. Like, he just finally woke up.
Hey, and bro,
said, I'm choosing violence. I'm gonna say
something that's probably not a popular opinion, and I don't really give a shit because it is what it is. Karrueche ain't that fine, dog.
That's the same thing I said. Is it worth the crazy?
Techniques, nigga.
So here's the thing. Here's where we get into that conversation, because that's a different one. Because for me, I'm sorry. Look, Hyatt and Murphy said, the seas could roar, the mountains could crumble. Like, bro, you can't tell me.
What did he say, the cape coming out of it?
So yeah. I just say, I ain't met that one yet.
You never met that one yet. I can tell you never met that one yet.
I don't have some good pussy in my life, and I don't have some females that I was like, damn, that hurt losing you. But,
boy,
ain't never been a thing of like,
but it's still more, like you said, too. But it's still an ego thing, too. And as you can see, though, too, which I respect from Chris' part is, look, he don't run here talk about, I'm messing with other chicks. Nah, I take that back. That nigga did say I slept with your girl to give more information out to you, too. I was like, God damn. Y'all some petty ass. These niggas about to sleep with each other. Women shit is just beyond crazy.
But we all know R&B niggas do that. See, my thing is the problem with Drake is he literally is an R&B nigga who's rapping.
Yes.
Well, of course. I call him an artist. I've always said he's an artist. And I'm like, he's never been a hip-hop guy. He's an artist that just having to do both. That makes music. Like, that's what even Twista said it. He said he's the most dangerous artist you want to deal with in the game is Drake. Because you know he can write for himself, and he writes for others, and he know how to bring other people in to make good songs, because that's what you want at the end of the fucking day. You want a fucking good song. Okay. It ain't about what your personal preference is.
I'm glad you say that, because that brings up another part, too, about this situation. What happens if we find out that Drake is using ghostwriters? Does that make the beef over with?
I don't look at him using his ghostwriter because he uses them. I don't think
it's just fair game.
It's just him. It's for him. That's just how he rolls, because he's been doing this forever. But like I said, but it's a difference of like you vote for other people yourself too, though. How much of a ghost is like, you know, not to say you just want to make good music at the end of the day to make your money. And it's like a lot of these rappers too egotistical, but I wrote it myself. Sometimes writing yourself, you still come out weak and garbage.
Yes.
So you might need a little help. But this hip hop is based off of people writing for them. Damn, the Sugar Hill Gang didn't write their own shit. It started off just the foundation of ghostwriters.
Well, right, but that's a little different. Somebody didn't write it for them. They stole somebody from them. So that's
facts. Yeah. They still recited somebody else's shit.
True.
So, you know, it still ain't there. That's the definition, the true definition of a ghostwriter. When you steal a whole nigga shit and you don't fucking say nothing. You ain't getting paid or nothing.
You stole his shit, recorded it, and he had to hit it on the radio.
Right. So that's what you call ghostwriter. That's a ghostwriter right there.
We're talking about Daylight, right?
For the Sugar Hill?
Sugar Hill Gang.
I forgot the name. So let's go back to Drake's Pusha T shit. You know, Drake's and Mixmill shit. Like, the nigga Daylight wrote back to back.
Yes. So, like, he...
Look, He took his ass whooping with Pusha T though. See, Drake took his ass whooping now. That was just bad.
Hey, he didn't have a choice. Exactly. He didn't have much of a choice.
So, I mean,
technically, whatever I still say, I mean, I'm not being biased based off of just, I mean, I don't have no issue with Drake or Kendrick, right? I just think better music is going to just last forever. And then my thing is, I mean, you're not us, I mean, not like us or whatever is one thing, but I do think the other songs will be like remembered as great pieces of art where, you know, Drake, he does his normal thing. And my thing is what artists are we going to be talking about 5-10 years from now? After everything is said and done, right?
I think both of them still.
Whoever the new Hoochie popping this shit, popping her pussy. That's what
we're out of Drake and Kendrick, who we be talking about the most?
Are they both?
I still think both. It's just different. It's different avenues because
it's a preference. It's a preference. It's all about a preference. As it is,
Drake is like you said. Styles. Drake is an R&B artist to me, in my eyes. He's an R&B artist that can rap, and Kendrick is a rapper primarily. Period. Well, as a friend of mine said earlier, he's a spoken word / rapper.
He got a spoken word because sometimes that nigga should be driving the shit out of me, man. Like this nigga to me, this nigga wordy. Why we gotta say all these motherfucking words, nigga? Like, goddamn, break these verses down a little shorter, please.
It took me 4 days to get all the information about what the title of the song means. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the title of the song. It took you like 3 days to figure out what all that shit meant.
Yeah.
This is the Jay-Z Nas thing all over. Yeah. Nas is Kendrick and Drake is Jay-Z. And then didn't Jay-Z put that in a song on a Drake song? Like he said, like niggas gonna come at you. You know what I'm saying? Blah blah blah. Like so, like it's funny how it's playing out, but it's a conflict of styles. And like you said, I think they both will be talked about. It just be by different groups of people because they have different type of followings.
Yeah. At the end of the day,
who you think is gonna move differently after all this? Drake. I think Drake.
Well, he has no choice because everybody's been dissed him. Shit, he had no choice but to fucking move.
Oh, move differently, like in that way, yeah.
Because he can't rock with none of these cats no more. Now it's like the line has been drawn in the sand. Now, nigga, it's like, what you gonna do? And that's the other thing. I'm like, people don't even talk about like why so many people want to come at Drake at the same fucking time. Like, what the fuck is up?
He did some really whole with shit, that too. He did some whole shit that pissed a lot of people off.
Well, two things with that. One. But the person I feel sorry for the most is DJ Khaled.
We don't feel sorry for him.
Ain't no competition that was no one.
Right. Nothing. We ain't no one be the best. But two, I think people don't like Drake because Drake has been doing a lot of funny shit around lately. Like a lot of shit that like, because I didn't know he did this to you, I thought it was an isolated incident. So I let it slide. But now that I'm starting to figure out that.
Over and over.
Oh, that's just a fuck nigga then. Oh yeah, I don't mess with you now.
But like I said, but like he said though, y'all all got number one hits off of me though. Y'all got your first number one hit off of me. So it's like, hey, y'all ain't had to fuck with me from the get go. But guess what? I'm the one gave you your first number one hit though.
And that's why I don't understand the Rick Ross angle. Is like he white boy now, and the nigga that got a cargo jet. But it's the same nigga you got on multiple songs, not just one. You got multiple songs with. So,
my thing is, do you credit?
Future, he did a whole album with Future.
Okay, do you credit him for doing that, or do you credit his affiliation with Cash
Money? That's what I'm about to say. I think that's more his affiliation in terms of like record company or whoever it is that's putting these people on these songs with. Or getting Drake to be on, because he's Drake, right?
Well, you still have to work with the nigga though.
You know that nowadays you could just send the verse already, and you ain't gotta never hit a song ever in your life until it comes on.
But you want the money though. You want the money.
Yeah, I mean everybody wants a check.
Yeah, everyone want a check when they like. Well, I ain't gonna take shots, even though if he did. Of course, we know Drake has done a lot of bitch ass, and you can see that just off the strength of his daddy. I mean, that was Kenny was right. Like, I mean, it's just you can see the assholeness. Who's not this nigga a mile away? You can see all of this, but guess what? Y'all all still fuck with that nigga because you know he made hits.
Yes.
At the end of the day, regardless, you all took the deal. You took the deal and want to work with him to get yourself popping. Now you got your status now. Now you want to shit on a nigga later.
It's the Bill Cosby effect, right? Everybody worked with Bill Cosby. Everybody wanted to be around him or whatever, whatever, until you started finding out all this shit he was doing. Now everybody want to distance themselves, right? Like, even a United Negro College Fund was eating off of Bill Cosby, bro.
True that, yes.
Which I found something out about that, too. Because I used to always wonder, like, who the fuck is on a United Negro College scholarship? Because I had never heard of nobody ever in any school, any person I ever ran into, don't have one. They don't give it to the person. They give it to the school. And then the school offers a scholarship. Yeah.
That's
why you don't ever hear anybody get, because they don't even know they got it. They just give it to the school as a scholarship, and the school disperses the scholarship to the willing participant, or to the winning participant, I should say.
Gotcha. Okay, they just say they just use the school name, saying that the school gave it to them, though.
Yeah.
The school didn't give it to them.
Right. They got the funding from here.
Here.
And name put it in this scholarship or whatever. So yeah, that's why you don't ever hear anybody actually say they got it, because they don't know they got it or not.
True. Mm-hmm. But then the thing else though with these cats, all of these niggas is foul. All these niggas are done lame ass shit.
Yes.
That's the fucking thing that's driving me crazy. Like, all these niggas is lame. And y'all try to take a shot at another nigga because he's just more popular, because y'all feel like he the lamest, but he the most popular. And it's y'all alive.
I'm just calling it out first.
he's the biggest lame.
But you wait damn near 15 years before you're like, not going to take the nigga out. Like,
gathering information.
I think the biggest thing that we need to realize is that they was like, hey man, he's hot. He gets you, you know, he gets you the numbers up or whatever.
Yeah.
Chill, bruh. Like, you know, I know you don't like him, nigga, but you know, if you get this hit with him or whatever, nigga, you can cross over a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So after years of that or whatever, niggas was probably like, man, I mean, let's be realistic, man. We already know that, you know, I mean, technically the pedophile thing is gonna be a thing, because we saw that, you know. Text a 13-year-old, I miss you. He has recorded material in regards to him with young girls or whatever the case may be. He got a song called Teenage Something. It's out there, right?
But old girl has a whole interview saying that her and Drake text talking about boys and shit like that that she date or whatever.
But my thing is like, at the end of the day, they were saying that it was all cool with Michael until.
Yeah, but that's grooming. That's how you
grooming. I mean, are we going? That's the thing that's tripping me out. Okay, it was our era, the last era that where we remember niggas when we was in high school, them grown ass niggas used to come to the school picking up the chicks.
Oh no,
does that era end? Has it ended, or is it still going on today?
That's still going on.
It's still going on today. Just different now. Then. It's just on social media. So, like, the thing, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Like, the whole pedophile thing. He going to survive that, because who has that really stopped in the industry?
Well, also because technically, just the inbox, he hasn't done anything illegal.
Yes.
Right? Like, he hasn't been convicted of anything. That's why don't mean nothing, because he's going to be careful about what you say. You're not going to tell a 14-year-old girl, hey, come over here and suck this dick. No, you're not going to do that, because that's criminal. That's, you're actually, now you have a paper trail of incriminating evidence. Hope he's smarter than that.
Well, I think he's a little smarter than that, but like you said, he can't be. But hey, we know Robert Kelly couldn't read, so we know why he did what he did. So it just is what it is.
Well, and I think Drake is fall victim to the same Michael Jackson R. Kelly predicament, where you became famous so young and you never really stopped having that run. You never grew up.
Grew up.
Yes. Like,
exactly.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you think you're still wheelchair Jimmy. Like,
like you said, the crowds keep being the same, but they're just younger and younger. And he's still thinking, because of the fact they there, he can entertain them, because he's, like you said, mindset of this run he's been on for so long. Like you said, he's still thinking like he's that young person. But yeah, the run is over. But shit. Oh, but I'm like, but damn, everybody gonna keep glossing over the fact that Kendrick out here beating his wife? We gonna just, everybody's gonna keep glossing over that part, you know?
Nobody's questioning that.
Hey, look. Sometimes you gotta slap a bitch. I don't know.
I ain't necessarily saying that. I mean, technically or whatever, it's like, hey, look, what's have been more forgiving, right? You know, we got football players.
All of it's foul. All is foul, though. All right. Of it's foul.
I'm not saying that none of it's not foul. What I'm saying is nigga, we forget that how many times an artist or a player been on an elevator hitting a woman.
Well, we don't forget.
Like I said, we the last of the era. Remember, we the last of that particular era that was ignorant like that. These days, it's like, these things got to be more smarter and kind of hide shit a lot better than the shit that we unfortunately went through where there's no documentation. We ain't got no documentation. Yeah.
You can't even play Ding Dong Ditch anymore, nigga. Everybody got rain cameras. Like, you can't even do that shit.
No. Right. Everything is documented today. Right. Like, yes. Your ass down so well. Like, y'all can't do this shit. It's going to get exposed.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about the whole, go back to the whole everybody versus Drake shit. The Metro Boomin, Shut Up and Make Some Beats comeback is genius, nigga.
That's called classic. That's an instant classic. That shit is legendary.
Way to make beats. I made beats.
Yeah. And he made part of the best fucking diss song part of all time of R&B. That shit got a bop, nigga. I'll play that shit to call day, nigga. That shit, yeah.
I was playing the game last night and we was laughing. I put that shit on repeat like 5 times. Like, nigga, that shit was hilarious.
That shit and great cool as hell.
And great music production, by the way. Grace Evans.
That's what I'm saying.
Grace Evans, because like the original song itself is hilarious on its own. And then the fact that the drum that he added into the shit and the mix, and
slowed it up too. Yeah, like I said, that's the best diss song of all the songs of this whole thing. Honestly,
hey, keep in mind, all of this is unlicensed.
Yeah,
like that's the fun part.
No. There's like 2 or 3 of them that's on Apple Music.
The first one, but yeah. Kendrick has made all his. Well, I know Kendrick for sure. Kendrick for sure has made all his unlicensed. So anybody that wants it, you can make money off.
Yeah. Any, my thing is, you know, to be honest with you, it was a classic battle against two artists. I don't think necessarily people are gonna fuck with Kendrick.
I don't call it a classic. This don't even fall in the top 10.
Of this era. How about that? of this era. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look, you know, you'll never see nothing like this for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Good, this was, I don't wanna see this again. This was weak as hell.
From a musical standpoint, I still say Kendrick had a better musical outreach than Drake.
I don't know. Drake has a wider range, man. He got a wider catch radius.
In this battle, I just think that.
I don't know. I guess I like Drake's beats better too.
What the fuck?
Hey, Kendrick, I know, man. You can't rap over no fucking Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I miss you with some shit like that. Fuck out of here.
Watch this. Who's your favorite artist? Number one.
What, in hip-hop or R&B? What we talking about?
Rap, period.
Shit, Jay.
So how the fuck, you know what? How the fuck you like Drake beats better when it's like a complete left.
Dude, you can't rap on no I Miss You by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and thinking like that shit gonna move me, man. What the fuck? I just told you. That was it.
You know what?
And then it's like you rapping monotone on a beat, nigga. You supposed to talk reckless with aggression and anger. This ain't Midnight Love. What the fuck are we talking about?
You know what? You have a stripper pole in the middle of your goddamn house. I ain't talking to you no more.
Yeah. That's why he can't listen to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That nigga said that's
true. You can't pop your ass to the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
No, I love my Harold Melvin Blues. I just don't think you should use that type of beat in a rap beat. That just it don't. Where's the aggression at in that? If you talking about you don't like a nigga, you can't try to smooth talk a nigga to I smoothly hate you. That just didn't make any sense to me.
But Drake did it on the last one.
But that's because
he's a singing nigga. Because he's a singing nigga. Yeah, right.
It fits him.
You're right.
Right.
You expect nothing else from him but that.
Like this. Kendrick, last one. Those are the type of beef he was supposed to have been rapping on every single one. Not smooth as R&B joints. Honestly, if you're trying to destroy a nigga, if you're trying to end them, dude, do you not
listen? I don't think you're trying to end them, though. I think it's just a slap box at this point. Now, I don't think nobody's trying to end anybody. It's just, I'm just better than you.
Well, no, and then neither one came out better in this situation.
No, because nobody gives a shit.
Right. It's just, I'm sorry, like, you know. Come on, man.
You never get that Tupac Biggie type.
No, you know what? No, I'm not even. That's the problem is, I'm not even on that. You know, I'm gonna push your energy. I'm gonna push your T energy. And I guess that's my problem. Maybe that I'm looking at this shit. At least I'm going off the most recent last beef.
And that's how you win.